This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This is Let Me Tell You. Now, here's Joan Hamburg.
With the anniversary of 9/11, so many memories for so many people. So many years, I've been glued to radio and television, listening to the stories of the children, many of whom were very little kids at that time, and lost their parents. Many of them grown up and in businesses and having careers about giving back like they thought and hoped that their parents would have been involved in. You know, no matter what, we will never forget. I remember we looked out the window. I was on another radio station then, and our newsroom looked way downtown. And from the newsroom window, we could see something crazy was happening, but it never entered our mind like no one else. We thought maybe a plane accident, maybe a stunt, and then the reality hit us. And many of us had family involved. My daughter and her cousins were working right there in that neighborhood, and her subway stop was the World Trade Center. So I'll never forget. Our news director, Joe Bartlett, gathered a whole bunch of us together and said, quick, we've got to go downtown. We grabbed equipment. We got into the subway. And I kept thinking, please, may my family be okay, because I knew that some of them, including my child, were there. That's where they got off. They didn't work in the towers, but they worked in a building down the street. And I literally got there. We were all hyperventilating. It was a scene that I'll never forget for the rest of my life. But my terrible anxiety, too, because we didn't know the scope of the anxiety, was my daughter. And apparently, when she got out of the subway and walked up the stairs, people were running and screaming and yelling at her, run, run, run. And she had no idea what was happening, but of course she looked like everyone else, and the unimaginable was there. And she ran to her building, which was very close, and did something in retrospect was crazy. She went up to the roof of the building because she couldn't find anyone there. And as she looked out and saw the smoke and everything and people running and screaming, she came down and ran from that neighborhood to Central Park. They didn't know where else to go or what to do. So all those memories come back to this day of commemoration, which, of course, this year is running shoulder to shoulder to the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. So many things to think about and for all of us to deal with. And so many people in ordinary life, even if you weren't touched by all this, but who could not be touched by it, having a hard time and trying to grasp all the things, whether it's weather. I mean, who ever heard of weather like that? One of my kids lives in a building, a big apartment house on the Upper West Side. And this big apartment house in the middle of Manhattan, a two-sided building, flooded. And everyone who had anything in the basement, and if you live in some of these buildings and you're lucky enough, you get storage space, all that's gone. And in this great big West Side apartment house, all the elevators were out and are still out a week later, more than that. And then, of course, we had another massive rainstorm by the end of the week. So we no longer, if you're someone who says, oh, forget about climate and all that, you can't anymore. This is a reality, and we have in our power to try to hold it back, and we have to do that. And there's so many things that we have to do. We have to try to laugh again. And when I talked to my friend Toba Felshio, the great actress, she said to me, one of the things I try to remember no matter what, and I learned from Dr. Ruth, who, you know, the sex therapist, who's, they have a play about her and her life, which has been running out here in Sag Harbor and now coming back to New York. She said, this woman who survived the Holocaust, who lost everyone and everything, put in an orphanage, lucky, one of the lucky ones, put in what they called the Kinder Train, where German children, some of them, were just plucked out, never saw their families again, and put on this train and taken to an orphanage in Switzerland. But Dr. Ruth, she said, has taught her that happiness is a choice. And I think that's important for all of us to learn. And by the way, speaking of happiness, my friend Joy Behar, who's one of the mainstays on The View on ABC on Channel 7, wrote a full-length play called Crisis in Queens, which she brought to the East End of Long Island, to Guildhall. It was funny. And as we sat there, you know, socially distant, had to show our vaccine cards and the whole bit, the same thing they're doing on Broadway now, I forgot how good it felt to laugh, to really laugh. And then my friend Bob Balaban, who's a wonderful actor, writer, director, he brought an evening of short comedies. And again, and his wife, Lynn Grossman Balaban's quite a wonderful writer, and she wrote two of the pieces, Laughter. We've got to all teach ourselves to laugh again, and we are going to get through this. I mean, I'm not going to promise you anything, but I'm going to try to remember that I used to be Pollyanna. I forgot, but I've got to try to pull Pollyanna back, because whether it's Joy's story of a 40-something housewife who wants to blame her husband for all her failures in life. It all started when an old classmate of hers, they bump into each other, and the classmate went to law school. And Joy's character in the play, this 40-something-year-old woman, never heard of such a thing, law school. And that starts her whole misery with her own life and what she's doing and what she's done, and how in the end you can't really blame anyone but yourself. And I think we have to pull all these things together and grab happiness and don't let it go, whether it's a moment, whether it's a taste, no matter what it is. And for people celebrating the start of the Jewish New Year, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, hoping that we're granted another year, and also hoping that we can make a difference, even during this terrible weather crisis that we've had. What really happened? Neighbor helped neighbor. As someone said, no matter what they promised you, whether it was the Red Cross, whether it was FEMA, what good is a couple of $1,000 when we've all lost everything, our livelihoods, our lives, but neighbor versus neighbor. We've lifted each other up out of the water. We've carried garbage bags full of destroyed lives to the curb. And deep down, we are despairing. We're mourning for our losses. But we know we're going to rise. And we are. And we're going to all try to remember. Happiness is a choice. It's our choice. And let's embrace it. And I thank you all for sharing our podcast. We love having you part of the WABC extended family. And you and I will talk again. I'm Joan Hamburg.